T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm an attorney at the MacArthur Justice Center at Northwestern School of Law.
Okay, so are you no longer in Buffalo?
Yeah, so that's, I was going to say, about 4 months ago, I moved to Chicago, and I'm now at Northwestern, but obviously spent a bunch of years in Buffalo and have been following things pretty closely. So.
Okay, and you know, I know you and I have previously talked before about Buffalo Police Department, especially with the body camera issue. But on Thursday, I mean, I'm sure you saw that horrifying video that has been circulating social media, circulating national news. Buffalo is in the spotlight because of what happened right in front of City Hall, right at Niagara Square, between two police officers and a 75-year-old man. When you saw that video, tell me what went through your mind.
I was shocked. I mean, I feel so terribly for this guy. Speaking to the police, gets knocked over. And then the thing that got me is that one of the officers clearly was going to help him. He's bleeding. And then another officer pulls him away, prevents him from helping this man who's just lying there. You know, it was really shocking. To see that sort of thing, and I think it crystallized what many people feel, which is that the police see themselves as sort of at war with the citizenry instead of, you know, guarding them and protecting them, so it was quite shocking. You know, it's a shame that this is what gets Buffalo in the national, like, and I guess international news. But hopefully it highlights, you know, some of the problems that have been simmering for years in the Buffalo Police Department, and prompts some real reform, which I think is long overdue.
Well, when we talk about reform within the Buffalo Police Department, I know a few years ago there was a Buffalo Police Advisory Board, which when you and I last talked, you were one of the co-chairs of that advisory board. You've since left and you're in Chicago now, but on Friday morning, you sent out some tweets offering some solutions to the issue with Buffalo Police, because you are very familiar with some of the workings that go on over at the department. What are some of your solutions?
I think there's a number, but I think a lot of it has to do with independent, real oversight and accountability of the police department, much more transparency, and some reforms to the policies that the police have to follow when they are out in the community. So, you know, in terms of oversight, you know, Buffalo is really behind the times. There really is no independent oversight body that has the power to investigate complaints, investigate internal disciplinary proceedings, and you know, independently review whether an officer should be disciplined, should be removed, etc. Other cities have that. You know, Buffalo has no oversight process with teeth, and that's something that I think is long overdue. In terms of transparency, you know, one thing that I found quite surprising, working across the table with the police department when I used to be on the advisory board, is that, you know, the policy manuals that sort of govern how the police are supposed to interact with citizens, they're not even made public. Only select bits of the policy manual are made public. You know, the public should know, you know, what are the rules the police have to follow? And, you know, there's other parts of the police, you know, administration and its workings that are just way too opaque. So the way that, you know, the union contract works and disciplinary proceedings work is all completely closed to the public. That's a real problem, and I think inspires a lot of mistrust. And then in terms of the policies and the trainings, you know, there are a number of things that Buffalo can do to improve, for example, its use of force policies, make sure that police are not using force when de-escalation is warranted, you know, using de-escalation whenever possible, as opposed to using force. You know, a combination of these, all of these reforms and others, I think would improve things quite a bit. And, you know, it's a shame that we've seen the last couple of days is really shocking. It's the man on the steps of City Hall. There was another incident where a man was talking to a reporter, I believe, on Bailey Avenue, and was literally had his hands up and was tackled by the police. These are things that shouldn't be happening. You know, even in the context of protest, the police should be treating people with respect and not as enemies, but as, you know, people to guard. And so, you know, I think, you know, hopefully a combination of these kinds of reforms would lead to much more accountability and also a change in the culture of the police at the BPD.
How much power does the Buffalo Police Advisory Board actually have? You were in it. You know the workings of it. How much of an impact does it have on the department? Because you said on Friday morning that the Buffalo Police isn't accountable to anyone. So I would presume then that the advisory board, it's kind of not very powerful then.
The advisory board is only as powerful as its voice. It doesn't have any power to investigate the police. It can't force the police to open its books. It can't force any kinds of changes. But it can speak out, and it has been speaking out. And I just saw the statement that the advisory board put out today suggesting reforms, and I think it's really excellent. But it's up to the common council and the mayor to take actions to reform the police department and to put in real independent mechanisms for oversight. The advisory board is independent, but like I said, it doesn't have teeth. And the only other body in Buffalo that has any power to oversee the police, which is the Commission on Citizens' Rights and Community Relations, it's directly appointed by the mayor. It's not independent. It doesn't have its own legal counsel. It's represented by the same corp counsel that represents the police department. It's not an effective oversight body. And it hasn't been for at least a decade. So there needs to be significant reform. The advisory board is pushing for that, but they can't do it themselves.
Gotcha. So it takes a lot to make this change. Did you happen to see, I know you're in Chicago and I know you're a busy man, but did you happen to see the news that broke this afternoon here in Buffalo about the emergency response team for Buffalo?
I did. Okay. I did, yes.
What are your thoughts on that? All 57 of the officers that were involved on that emergency response team have resigned from their post there. It appears that it's in solidarity with the two officers who were suspended without pay. It at least appears on the outside that Buffalo police are drawing a line in the sand.
That's certainly what it looks like. And I think it's quite shocking and sort of illustrates how there's a culture within the police department to protect itself and protect fellow officers and not really to be sensitive at all to members of the public that are harmed by the police. You know, the 75-year-old man, I understand, is still in hospital in serious condition because of the police's actions, and yet we see 57 police officers resigning from their duties as part of the emergency response team, not because they're criticizing what these two officers did, but because they're defending them and are incensed that they would even be subject to the, you know, pretty modest sanction of being suspended temporarily. I mean, I find it shocking, and it really illustrates what's wrong, I think, with the culture at the police department and the sort of impunity that many officers, I think, feel to take actions that aren't in the public interest but are just in the police department's interest.
Anything else you think people ought to know about what's happening here in Buffalo, Jonathan?
No, I really hope that this is a moment where people think hard about the police department they want and how to get there. And I think it's going to take a lot of work, but there are pathways to reform and to, a police department that everyone in the city can have confidence in. And I hope that this puts the issue on the front burner for lots of people in Buffalo, including the Common Council, including the mayor, including folks in civil society, so that, you know, some change happens soon.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.